Welcome to the Feel Good Parenthood Podcast, your go-to mum crew for all things parenting. I'm Courtney, the no-nonsense, cut-the-fluff, multitasking gin enthusiast.
I'm Steph, your source for zero bullshit advice, coffee lover and eye rolls.
And I'm Emma, the woo mama of the group, juggling snacks and deadlines. We're keeping it sweary and messy with a good dose of tips and tricks that you can actually try at home. Because let's face it, if we can't laugh at the chaos, we are probably going to cry.
So grab your coffee, hide in the closet if you need to, no judgment from us, and join us every week for your dose of feel-good parenthood. Let's dive in.
All right. Welcome back to the Feel Good Parenthood podcast. I am here with Courtney today. You've got Emma and Courtney. And we're here to talk about mattress sense. Again, we've touched on this topic before, but it's definitely a topic that's very dear to my heart. And I think every mother's heart at the end of the day, whether they know it or not, and just how big a transition that rite of passage into motherhood actually is. Quite often I hear people talk about like liminal space. And even for me, the first time I heard that term, and probably for the first 6 months, I was like, liminal space. Like, what the fuck are you even talking about? Liminal space. I'm a mum. I had a baby.
When I first started hearing it through you, I was like, what are you on? Like,
yeah.
And even the word matrescence, I'd never heard of matrescence before. But you're right. Like, it's just something that we all do without knowing the term for it. We all go through that transition into motherhood without knowing that the word is matrescence and liminal space and all those things. But it's nice to be able to label it, I think.
It is. And I think, like, I know for me and for a lot of mums, and you'd be the same working with mums, is we feel like we've had the baby and we're a mum, so that's it. Like, that's our transition and we're done. But that growing into being a mum is a huge transition. Like, it doesn't just happen overnight. It doesn't just happen in a few weeks or months. Like, it can be a couple of years before you really find your feet and be like, yeah, this is who I am as a mum. So that liminal space is like that period of time, which can be different for everybody, between before you were a mum and then kind of grounding yourself into motherhood. It's that space of unknowing. You know, in birth, like, they talk about it as being on the threshold, like you go into transition, and that's kind of what that liminal space is in motherhood. And so often, like, and I still see it, and I get so frustrated when I see it about this, you know, I want to get the body back that I had before, or I want to go back to being who I was before. Like, there is no going back. We change physiologically. there is
oh,
none.
You bounce, like, back. Oh, yeah. I have my pre-prego jeans. Look at me.
Sorry. And, you know, that's it. And whilst, you know, a lot of women will go back to that size, a lot of women won't. You'll never go back to the way you were before. Like,
no. And I remember thinking this, like, as I was growing up, because I was around a lot of older people and extended families, and I was watching their transition into motherhood. And from a not mother perspective, and also being very young, like in my late teens, early 20s, just looking at them going, fuck, you've changed, but not understanding it at all. Like, not understanding it at all. And then for me, then going through that same position, I'm like, you just can't get it until you've done it.
No.
You just cannot grasp what it is to be a mother until you've been, or you are, a mother.
Yeah.
And like, that's bizarre, right? Like, it's such a, like, of course, like, it makes sense. But on the other side, like, when you're not a mum, you go, oh, can't be, what's the big deal? Like,
yeah, it is. I say to my husband all the time, like, it's not even trying to be offensive, like, but until you've lived it, until you've done it, like, there's no way to describe it that would actually, like, give it the reverence and even just the gravity of how big the change is. Not even just, like, I mean, we know that the responsibility of motherhood's like it huge, but just how big that change is. And yeah, and I remember people saying to me, like, you've changed. And now I look back and I'm like, no shit. Like, I've grown. Of course, I've changed on every level. Like, if you think I am who I was even a year ago, like, you don't even know who I am.
I know, people don't really like change, eh? They're like, oh, you've changed. And it's like, God, like, this is what we're actually here for on this earth.
Like, yeah. Yeah,
it's to move forward and to change. Exactly. God, don't want to be stuck in the same place. Like, nobody likes that guy.
No, that's it. I think back to me at 28 and I'm like, shish, thank God I've changed.
Oh, yeah, mate. Like, thinking back to single days and stuff, you're just like, I was not fit to be a mother. Like,
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I remember because I
thank God
waited
there's been a
until,
change.
yeah, I waited until later to have kids. And I remember so many people saying to me, like, why haven't you had kids? And I was like, because I need to learn how to look after me first. Like, some
Yeah,
weekends it's
yeah,
sketchy
yeah,
whether I'm going to make it to the end of Sunday. So don't have a baby
yeah.
yet.
Let's be real, right?
Yeah.
Gosh, it is wild though. It's so wild.
It is, it is. So I suppose that was probably the first thing that I really wanted to touch on was that, yeah, that this space exists. It's a lot bigger and it can be a lot heavier for some people.
Yeah. And
And
everyone's
that,
like transition into it is different as well. Like, depending on
yeah.
what your pregnancy was like, and but depending on how your birth was, and then depending on, how healthy your baby is as well. Like,
Yeah.
everybody's transition to motherhood is so entirely unique and different and powerful, equally powerful. Like, there doesn't need to be a competition around it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I still
No.
feel there's a lot of competition in mum land, and we
Oh,
don't need
God.
that there. We're all mothers. Like, we're all mothers. And
And
our
that's it.
journeys
And
look different.
all of the journeys are different. And you know, it's not just on the physical level that we go through this as well. So I've read a lot that sort of talks about like the rites of passage that we go through. And obviously, you know, the first thing is obviously being born, coming earthside. But you know, but then we've got that first like matriarch transition, and then we go from you know maiden to mother, and then into menopause and into crone. And what they're seeing is that the energy and the way that we come into each rite of passage is the energy that we take into the next one. So when you think about you know reaching your menarche and reaching your first bleed and how that all played out, that is quite often the energy and the way your next rite of passage will play out
Can I
if you're
do a
not
total
doing
overshare?
the work. Of course,
Sorry.
that's what we're here for, isn't it?
Yeah. If you're not doing the work. No, but I just love that because I was reminiscing about it the other day and I don't even know how we got onto it because I was talking to my husband about it. I was like, oh, I remember when I first got my period and I would have been 13 or so. And
Yeah.
I see, and I put on Shania Twain, man, I feel like a woman. I was bringing into
Yes.
my next stage of womanhood. And but it was like I just was like I was for me I was excited because I think I was probably one of the last of my friends to get the period and I was like,
Yeah.
oh fuck yeah, man, I feel like a woman, like
I'm
I was stepping
there.
into it. Yeah, I know. And
Yes.
so but you're right though, like the energy that you're bringing into this
Yeah.
is going to make or break your experience of it. And we have no choice. Like, whether
No.
you're a mother or you're not a mother, you're still going to go through, menopause and all those wonderful things, right? But
Yeah.
it's a choice in how you do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, so many and it is changing now. Like it's definitely changed from when I first got my period. But you know, there was always a lot of shame that was held around it. You know, it's being dirty and all of this sort of stuff. And really looked at as this big inconvenience where as like and my mindset on it in probably the last 2 years has completely changed where like my cycles talk to me. Do you know what I mean? I know how my body is functioning and coping based on how I feel when I get to that like at that point in my cycle where is it painful? Is it heavy? Am I emotional? And they're all signs to me of like you're doing good or you're doing shit and something needs to change.
Yes. Yeah, I
You know,
know. And
when
then we talk about like PMS being like
what's
that premenstrual
normal?
tension being so normal, but it's actually a sign that your hormones are out the fucking window and need to be brought back into a bit of a balance. And a lot of the time it's linked to diet and lifestyle, for sure.
Coffee.
For me, and coffee, fuck off. Steve and I literally just had this conversation. I was like, I'm back on the coffees. Fuck. Anyway,
Yeah, me too, but I'm keeping
but
it at
it's
inches.
true. Yeah. Well, it's slightly less caffeine, so it
Yeah,
counts,
slightly
right? But
less. And I have gone
I was
organic
gonna
on it, so
say
you know.
you have yes, I've heard that organic is
Yes.
a much better way to go. Of course, we don't want our shit washed in chemicals. But anyway, what I was saying was the whole fuck, what was I saying? Now I've gone down the coffee line, my brain's gone to lunch.
So we were talking about like our cycles talking to us and PMS being categorized as
Oh
normal.
yeah. Yeah, like just my last cycle, I was PMSing like a bitch. And I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with you, Courtney? Like I was rage town and I was like, I know what this is. Like this is overindulgence because it's been holidays, it's school, school break, it's Christmas, it's New Year's, it's a lot more alcohol than I usually have, a fuckload of boxes of chocolates. And I was like, this is the outcome of that. But yeah, we really got to have more conversations around not normalizing PMS because PMS is not normal. It's a sign of a lifestyle.
And it's that energy of it as well. So you and I, like, let's be
Yes.
honest, we probably have an entire DM feed of projected
Yes.
things.
Human design. If you're not sure what we're talking about,
Yes,
go and look
if
up
you don't know
human
what it is,
design, do
if
your
you're a
things,
projector,
and
you'll be nodding away.
yes.
But
Yes,
it's
yes.
also that overload, you've overloaded yourself all month and you get
Yeah.
to that end and your body is saying, okay, now is a call to arms that you need to stop. Like, and you actually need to honor the fact that your body is going through a cycle here, and we are, we live in this cyclic nature. And you need to honor that. And I know
And we
for
definitely
me,
don't live in a society that honors women's
no,
cycles. You
no.
or yeah, anyone other than somebody who can literally work 40 hours a week without burning and yeah, like it's just
Yeah,
yeah, crazy, isn't
that's
it?
it. The
Whole
only
nother
thing at the
topic.
end is burnout, Bill. But yeah, I suppose the thing that I wanted to kind of talk about is, the first step, I suppose, to allowing yourself into this journey and this unraveling and this growth and this change is awareness. Awareness that this transition is even there and that it actually allows you to step into, like, I kind of call it like version 2.0, depending on how many kids you had, it might be version 5.0, of yourself, and just allowing yourself the grace to go, you know what? I am aware that I'm changing and that's okay. And like, lean in.
Yes,
Whole
yeah, I love
body,
that. Lean
like,
in.
whole body, lean into it.
And
And
we're often
yes.
into that like masculine energy as well as women. Like we're the drivers, like we're the nucleus of the family, we're the drivers of shit. If we don't do the shit doesn't get done. It's really hard. And that's one of my things that I'm working on is actually like leaning more into my feminine because my masculine is like always fucking in control. And I just need to stop. And that's, I think, part of that understanding motherhood as well, is that we don't have to be, like there's a balance. There's such a balance. Lean
And
into
I
your
think,
feminine, lean into the change, lean
and
into
we quite
the
often come
transition.
from, these careers, like we're definitely the generation who have been
Yes.
told that we can have it all and we can do everything and blah, blah, blah. The world is your oyster. But the truth is that, like, you can't have it all at the same time. And we come out of these careers where, quite often we do have to really step into our masculine to have that seat at the table and our voices to be heard. And then we step into motherhood and into birth where we have to step into the deepest, like, most feminine energy of ourselves and allow ourselves to purely go with the flow, or we will find ourselves journeying down somebody else's path. So it is about having that masculine and feminine and the yin and the yang. But and just trying to keep it in balance. I know when I like realized that I was like stuck in this masculine and I'd done a lot of energy work, and I still remember her saying to me, like, like, your masculine side and your energetics is just like, oh, ye powerful, like, bring it on. Like, your feminine energy doesn't have a fighting chance against this. And I had to swing it back so far, so hard the other way to then bring it back to the middle. Like, I almost just had to let go of everything that I was controlling and let the pieces land where they were going to land. And whatever landed in the right spot was what I could pick up again. But yeah, we definitely live in this, like,
We need to
it's
do,
almost
I was going to say,
like a
we need
one or the
to do
other.
an. Yeah, I know. Like you can't have both. Like, and that's the pressure I think of society as well. We really need to do an episode on like what is like feminine energy and like what does that look like? What does that sound like? What does that feel like? Because I don't think it's really spoken about enough,
No,
and women aren't really
it's not.
given permission to step into that. And also, I think we're also, look, we've lost a lot of masculinity in our men. Like, we've really lost a lot of masculinity and leadership in our
We
men.
have,
That whole pendulum has just swung completely the other way. And
yeah.
I know for myself in my home, like, my husband's a very masculine man, but he's also in touch with his feminine. So I'm very blessed in that respect, 100%. But I have to be willing to let go of my masculine so that he can really actually take over some shit, because he's ready and he's willing. I'm just the one that enables this.
We just shut it down.
Like, I'm the one that's like, right, this needs doing and this needs doing. And it's like, actually, no, let's just let somebody else step in. Like, he's gone through his journey into fatherhood too.
Yeah,
you know? And
yeah,
that's another
right.
thing that's not really spoken much about.
No, I was going to say, it's, you know, the man's, I guess, rite of passage into fatherhood. Mm. Like, that's, you know, that's almost a non-topic, really.
A non-topic, yeah.
And, you know, and they create, like, they carry a lot of trauma after birth quite often as well, particularly if mum's had a very traumatic birth and they've had to witness it. It's, you know, it's a rite of passage that you can really ride through together. But, you know, being
an acceptance, isn't it? Like, accepting that this is actually this is the way life is. Like, and it's quite hard to, like, look back on your single life and not grieve for that at sometimes. Like, I still find myself going, oh man, like, that those were good fucking fun times. Like, you know, but and I'm never gonna go back there. And so you can grieve for that stuff. And but it's also an acceptance of, mate, like, how good is this now?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I've actually been talking a lot about, like, you know, looking after the inner child and bringing back the fun. And I have, like, these last probably couple of months had this urge. I'm like, I just want to go and dance. Like, I just want to go out and dance. And in my head, I just picture, like, going out and getting blind drunk and dancing. And I'm like, that's not how I want to do it anymore.
Can I do it without the alcohol?
3-day hangover, but just this urge to go out and just be that free childlike person and dance again. And that level of acceptance of, you know, and, like, that's how I'm feeling, and that's okay. Like, you know, I don't have to judge it. I don't have to feel like I'm wanting something that I don't have. Like, I can still go out and dance and be a mum. Like, it's I don't have to have one or the other. And
we're,
you
know,
so
in the not coolville now, Em, like, it's not funny.
I know.
Like, we're the
I'll be in
the
oldies
ones.
Pubs, like, listening to
fucking hell. How did that happen? Like, I'm only 35. I'm only 35. I'm still cool.
Yeah, no, man, I'm 40.
But I'm,
you know what I found,
though, not anymore.
In turning 40, it was just like this overnight, like, well, I don't give a shit. Like, I can do whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit wild.
The older you get, the more free I feel you become.
Yeah, yeah, really.
Yeah.
100%.
And then as well, it's like the older your children get, the more you don't sweat the small stuff. Like, well, that's what I'm finding anyway. Like, the older my kids are getting, I'm like, yeah, cool. Like, not so high strung as I probably was at times. I'm not really a high strung person anyway, but, like, you know, like, that transition sometimes can, you want to just, like, control the things because this is scary and new and different.
Yeah.
And, oh, fuck, am I going to fuck it up? I don't want to fail. I don't want to be a shit mom, you know? There's a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the other side of acceptance as well is, you know, not judging our journey. Like, I know particularly, like, I had two cesareans, and very early on, like, I judged my own journey. I didn't have, you know, the perfect birth or the beautiful birth, or I didn't have the golden hour. So, you know, now my relationship with my daughter is going to be doomed forever, or, you know, like, it didn't look the way it was meant to look. And just being able to step back and look at your journey, like, without any judgment and just judgment, sorry, and just accept it for what it is, and honor yourself for the journey that you've had, like, whether it's been the one that you wanted, whether it was harder than you thought it was going to be, however you coped, whatever you did, like, there's no judgment, but just accept that whatever has been, and you're aware now of where you want to go.
And then pick the lessons from it as well, because there's nothing worse than having to go back around and around and around and again and having to learn the same lessons again because you're not getting it. Like, pick those little golden nuggets of, like, wisdom up and take them with that with you, and share them with those around you who are going to be going through similar, you know, experiences to you. as it's called for, but like nothing is ever wasted. Like everything is shaping us in our motherhood journey and who we are and the new version of who we are as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Let it
Beautiful.
crack you wide open and let it discover, like, just allow yourself to discover who you are. All of the experiences are there as lessons.
A whole level you never knew existed, of who you are is literally right there.
Just waiting
Pretty
layer by
powerful.
layer.
Yes, that was awesome. I love these chats with you. Such awesome insight, eh? It brings back a bit of perspective, doesn't it? Because you just get stuck in the monotonous day-to-day stuff all the time. And it's like, well, actually, hold on, step back and really marvel at what it is that you have been through, what you have done, who you are. Honor it.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Beautiful. Well, thanks for coming
Beautiful.
on today with me, and thanks for tuning in, guys. I hope that this has given you a few things to go away and be aware of and ponder on. 100%, we would love to hear your feedback. So make sure that you follow us on Instagram and definitely drop in and let us know, or also in the Facebook group. I will
Awesome.
chat to you soon.
See you later.
Bye.
And that is a wrap on today's episode. If you've enjoyed the chaos and laughter as much as we have, don't forget to hit that follow button, share with your besties who need a good laugh, and give us a like.
And don't forget to check out our Feel Good Parenthood courses where we tackle all things toddlerhood and sleep. Our Facebook group is open and ready for you now too. Show notes have the deets.
Until next time, keep rocking your parenting game, and remember, you are doing an incredible job.